Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims now below a million for the third week in a row, as Labor Department figures just released show 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 33,000 fewer than the previous week's total, which was revised up to 893,000. Economist Joel Narrow says it's somewhat good news.
New claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
The southeastern U.S. still getting dumped on with rain from what was Hurricane Sally, and already forecasters say there's a 70% chance that another system in the Gulf could become a tropical depression by this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To COVID-19.
He just made a mistake. I think he misunderstood the question, probably.
That's President Trump on the CDC director Robert Redfield telling a congressional hearing yesterday that a vaccine probably won't be available until sometime the middle of next year.
When he said it, I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
The president says he believes a vaccine will be authorized soon and made available to the general public very quickly. For the first time ever, the most coveted award in country music is going to not one, but to two musicians. Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett were both named Entertainer of the Year at last night's ACM Awards, which were held largely virtually, originating from the Grand Ole Opry House. Carrie Underwood had won the award twice in the past, 2009 and 2010. It was the first such win for Rhett. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns. Bud Light will be airing commercials featuring black-owned businesses during Thursday Night Football. The new ads called Thursday Night Shoutout will showcase black-owned eating establishments that have been impacted by the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The beer maker says so far four commercials have been produced, the first one premiering during the game tonight between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And a Massachusetts man says he's using an electrified fence now to protect his yard sign supporting President Trump's re-election. John Oliveira says he is fed up with people repeatedly stealing the signs from his yard in New Bedford. The 54-year-old says he doesn't want anyone to get hurt, so he's posted three small signs near the fence. They read, "Caution, electric fence," in English, Spanish, and French. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, don't you love it when elites are proven to be who they are? I mean, all these years, they've said, look, if Middle East peace is going to happen, you've got to go through Palestine. The Palestinians have to be involved. Nope, it takes an outsider in the name of Donald Trump to say, look, this is insane. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been banging your heads up against the wall? How long have you heard the Palestinians say that they're not interested that much? Well, they're only interested in negotiation as long as it involves the demise of Israel. Well, that it's kind of like a barrier to entry. But that's been their repeated salutation and their understanding, and they've made it real clear. Well, Donald Trump says, look, I'll take you for your word. And let's talk about the other Arab nations around and see what they say. Let's see if prosperity, let's see if peace is something they want to do. And look what happens. Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC. She's also the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited about this Middle East plan. We knew, you know, for those of us who are attuned to biblical history and prophecy, it speaks of a time when the Arab nations that surround Israel will come together in peace. And it would seem that a bit of that prophecy is now starting to be revealed with this new Middle East compact that was orchestrated by one Donald Trump.
Well, and you know, it must be. I mean, everybody looks at this and says, wow, this is historic. This is turning the page. You know, this is a godsend, except for the press. And so, you know, it must be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not one question over the last 2 days in two press conferences were asked of the president about this historic deal. And Nancy Pelosi said it called it a distraction, believe it or not.
Yeah.
In 47 years in Congress, as well as the vice presidency, Joe Biden didn't make any effort. He certainly is not a negotiator, and he certainly can't negotiate now because of his mental decline.
Mm-hmm.
And so it should tell you everything. If you didn't realize that honest journalism is dead, and it has been dead for the last going on 12 years now. They were simply sycophants of Obama, and now they're attack dogs of President Trump. This is a historic and two Nobel Peace Prizes.
Yes.
Not one recommendation, but two. Mm-hmm. And they can't even cover that. You would think that they would be outraged that the president was nominated. And when the first time he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, The Atlantic, which put out that awful hit piece a week ago, which said the president was disparaging our troops, you know, past and present. Now they want to basically abolish, along with the police, they want to abolish the Nobel Peace Prize.
Why not?
And so what else does the president do to just get, I don't know, some sort of objectivity from the press? It doesn't matter what this president could do.
Mm-hmm.
He's negotiated Middle East peace along with the help of Jared Kushner. He could literally cure cancer, and the mainstream media would say, well, it's the wrong cancer.
Right, exactly. Now, well, this has been, it's been so idiotic, and we have been conditioned. This is the thing that's scary in every way, Megan, whether we're talking about COVID, the corruption, the blatant corruption. I was speaking with somebody, an expert, and they're inside the Beltway, and he's written a book. And I'm going, well, what about the corruption in all the three-letter agencies and how it became full-formed under the Obama administration? He goes, oh, come on, Bill, that doesn't exist. The deep state doesn't exist. What are you talking about? And he said, well, let me tell you, what I'm talking about is your answer that scares me because it's consistent with the likes of Jerry Nadler, who said the same thing. He said that Antifa was a Beltway myth. I mean, how do you disregard the truth that's staring you in the face? This is what you want to do, and you're conditioning the American people to buy into a lie. And we've been doing this for so long to such a degree right now that everything is unhinged. I mean, our school systems are being compromised. The things that are being taught in schools, you know, today are just absolutely incredible. They all in the face of that which is true and honest. And I was just mentioning with Michael Rubin a moment ago from the American Enterprise Institute. Here, you've got Gavin Newsom in California saying that the fires, these wildfires, are all as a result of climate change. And that, Joe Biden follows it up by declaring that President Trump is a climate change arsonist. And that became the party line for several days. And then Donald Trump goes face to face with Gavin Newsom and says, look, you know as well as I do, this is about forestry mismanagement. And what does Gavin Newsom say? You know, the president has done everything he can. He's been supportive of California. And you're right, Mr. President, we have neglected forest management, except for one talking head. He had to get his 2 cents in there to try to, you know, reclaim the climate change narrative. But here it is. When you have truth and you've got the power of the president giving us a great example of what truth looks like in the face of lies, you know, the lies have to beckon a knee to it. And that's what Newsom did.
Well, I find it highly unusual that these fires are breaking out in, Oregon, which now they've arrested four arsonists, Antifa arsonists, but they're not setting our cities on fire. They're setting our forests on fire. Washington, California. Why haven't they broken out on a yearly basis to such a degree, inferno-like forest fires in Montana, in Idaho, in Nevada, in northern Arizona? And the list can go on and on. This has nothing to do with climate change. It has everything to do with mismanagement. I wrote a story 3 years ago now, and highlighted, it was published in the Daily Wire, and had tens of thousands of views, showing directly the direct correlation between the Obama administration and the increase in the size and the veracity of these fires.
Yes.
And it was because the federal government got in and basically passed a whole bunch of regulations, environmental as well as others, that forced local agencies to basically back down from their forest management. It caused whatever's left of the timber industry to certify, you know, that this lumber was green. Well, I thought lumber was green.
Yeah.
And so what we see here is an increase of veracity of fires. If you recall, back in the day, Bill, we're old enough to remember when we had a logging industry in California.
Mm-hmm.
We had a logging industry in Oregon and Washington. And that logging industry was basically decimated by the likes of Earth Justice and the Sierra Club with lawsuits, etc. And the premise of that was to save the spotted owl. Well, guess what? All the spotted owls are incinerated. There's no more spotted owl.
Yes. Yeah, we saved them right, didn't we? Amazing. Megan Barth is with us. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Our conversation will continue. Many things to talk about, including the president saying, look, if an insurrection occurs after the election, they will not stand for it. And Mueller's team, oh, yes, accidentally wiped phones clean of data. Oh, stay with us. We've got more coming up right here with Megan Barth.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this is the place that takes on the lies of the mainstream media and the politicians and those elites, because the truth really does matter, and this is why we appreciate And we're grateful for the support that allows us to remain fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues. Megan, you sent me this this video. You were attacked by the alleged peaceful protesters of Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it happened last week. Forgive me, I don't remember what day now. However, I was in Georgetown, D.C., and I was sitting in an outdoor cafe about to have dinner with a colleague, and all of a sudden I heard no justice, no peace, chanting, et cetera, coming down the middle of M, which is the main thoroughfare that intersects Wisconsin and Wisconsin Ave. And so I heard the chants, and so I just immediately grabbed my phone. That's what I do. And I run to the fire, so to speak, and I stood on the street corner or the public sidewalk, and I started filming the march with my phone. And at that time, a guy on a bike came up and asked me to stop filming because I was endangering their lives by filming.
You were endangering their lives? Okay.
Yes. Yes. And I said, I'm not going to stop filming. I said, you're endangering my life by hanging around here. And I said, keep going. Mm-hmm. And with that, the mob descended on me. And it was a very coordinated attack. The marchers, a couple of them, were waving people over in my direction. A girl with a bullhorn turned on a siren so people knew where I was standing as a threat. Mm-hmm. The people with umbrellas tried to block my view. And with that, one of the Black Matter organizer marchers, a black man, had swiped my phone out of my hand, to which I went after him, of course, and then ended up being on top of him. And I had about 10 people surrounding me. A girl grabbed me by the neck, and I have a twisted knee. And the restaurant owner actually is the one who saved me. He grabbed my phone and then protected me from any further assault. And the interesting thing here, Bill, is that although the police saw all of the people attacking me, and the girl who grabbed my neck was no less than 10 yards in front of me, they would not detain them, and they would not arrest them, and they would not accept I asked them time and time again to charge them with assault. I want them charged with assault, and they would not do it. Instead, the police took a police report for my stolen phone, which I ended up recovering.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this is the face of lawlessness, and you're face to face with this, and this is incredible, and the police are standing down.
Correct. And the video now has over a million combined views. It's 800,000 on Twitter, and then across all my social media, there's about 200,000. More views, so it's got a million views. It was a viral video. Within a minute that I posted it, it just went absolutely crazy. Breitbart picked it up. Gateway Pundit picked it up. Tom Fitton commented on it. James Woods, Scott Adams, all of the major, you know, talking heads, if you will, in the social media space as well as the political space. And this is what we're faced with. Mm-hmm. Police will stand down in the face of a woman, an innocent woman, being assaulted by a mob.
Because they're mostly peaceful, is what we're told.
Yeah, or they don't exist, like Jeremy Adler said.
Well, what are we being conditioned for here, Megan? This is what's most concerning as this continues. This riotous, unlawful, unconstitutional behavior continues. What are we being set up for?
Well, we're certainly being set up by the Democrats to accept lawlessness. I mean, that's really what we have to accept, is that these are the Biden riots. Mm-hmm. You know, Kamala Harris, this is the Harris-Biden administration in full view. You know, when Harris was an attorney general and a DA of San Francisco and California, she was prosecuting legal gun owners and letting criminals walk free. She did process a lot of drug crimes, a lot of, you know, marijuana crimes, because of Joe Biden's bill, which imprisons more black men than ever before in the history of our country for minor drug-related crimes. Mm-hmm. But in the face of anarchy and sedition, they want to protect it because their goal, as was their goal by using Comey, Obama's goal of using Comey and Clapper and the FBI, was to overthrow this administration and to tear down and burn down this country. You know, Barack Obama promised us in 2008 that he was 4 days away from the fundamental transformation of this country. They don't like this country. As a matter of fact, they hate this country. They hate all the history about it, and that's why they want to tear it down or rewrite it. And so these are basically just their brown shirts that are on the streets now that are committing assault and arson, and they have DAs that will not prosecute as such.
What makes them think, if the Democrats gain power, that all this is going to stop, Megan?
Well, I find it highly ironic that suburban women actually gave Nancy Pelosi the gavel, and I would have to ask the suburban women out there, could have been any one of you. I was not wearing a MAGA hat. I was not wearing any sort of political regalia. I was standing there in plain clothes with my phone filming. It could have happened to any Georgetown babe, any Georgetown mom, any Georgetown student that simply wanted to record a march down the middle of a public street on a public sidewalk.
But again, okay, Democrats are in power. This group, these supposed peaceful protesters, I don't see them being controlled. Yes, there may be influences. You may have Kamala Harris's team and Biden's team making bail for them, but I don't see them being controlled. And of course, speaking of Kamala Harris, you know, this is the same one who now, I guess she's the top of the ticket, even affirmed by Joe Biden with the slip of the tongue or whatever you want to call it, Freudian or not. The Democrats don't say things by accident. They're pretty disciplined on, their white paper assignments and what the party line is going to be. But the other thing that I thought was quite curious is that Kamala Harris, with her background, as you just cited, that she would call Jacob Brooks a hero. Here's a guy who violated an order from the court to stay away, you know, from this woman. There's no interview of this woman who was scared out of her wits when somebody that she had a restraining order on shows up at her house, and he even has a knife on him. I mean, and you know, all that's overlooked. And according to Kamala Harris, he's a hero of what?
Right, and she even said that his family were, you know, was sweet people, and his dad is a raging anti-Semite. And she hasn't even gone over to St. Francis Hospital in South Central L.A. to visit the two wounded officers that were shot point-blank range in the face, in the jaw, in the head, and the arm. And they were ambushed, and she hasn't even made her way in her Timberland boots. That was a big news story yesterday, that she wore Timberland.
Yes.
Because that's so important when it comes to world affairs, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
And she hasn't even visited the nearly executed officers that are lying in St. Vincent's Hospital, nor have they really commented on it. I mean, I think that they said something vanilla like, oh, yeah, that's bad. Well, yeah,
right.
I think we all know that ambushing officers is bad, thank you very much, but they won't denounce this violence. They will not come to the aid or comfort of those that have been directly impacted by this violence. Kamala Harris did not visit the woman that charged Jacob Blake with alleged sexual assault. She did not even visit her. And so these are the streets that we will have in our suburbs, because Georgetown is a suburb, I would consider a suburb of D.C., but it used to be one of the safest places. There's no mass transit. The reason that there's no mass transit is when they were putting in the transit lines in and around D.C., the Tony residents of Georgetown didn't want mass transit because they didn't want the riffraff.
Mm.
Well, guess what? Riffraff is getting to the suburbs in other ways outside of mass transit, whether it's Uber, whether it's Lyft, what have you, walking for a change. Many of them could have marched much longer.
Right. Or being orchestratedly bused there, we know. Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, has been with us. Megan, be safe. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims now below a million for the third week in a row, as Labor Department figures just released show 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 33,000 fewer than the previous week's total, which was revised up to 893,000. Economist Joel Naroff says it's somewhat good news.
New claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
The southeastern U.S. still getting dumped on with rain from what was Hurricane Sally, and already forecasters say there's a 70% chance that another system in the Gulf could become a tropical depression by this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom from Vice President Joe Biden.
We know how to do this. The Obama-Biden administration rescued the auto industry and helped them retool. We made solar energy cost competitive with traditional energy and weatherized more than a million homes. It's just the beginning if we get reelected.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to interrupt, but did you say if you're re-elected?
We know how to do this. The Obama-Biden administration rescued the auto industry and helped them retool. We made solar energy cost-competitive with traditional energy and weatherized more than a million homes. This is just the beginning if we get reelected.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this year, millions of Americans have been impacted by COVID-19 and are experiencing unprecedented need. And as we look ahead to the holiday season, the need's going to only continue to grow, as will the need for financial support. The ability for the Salvation Army to raise vital funds to serve those in need is at risk this year, needless to say. Due to the impact of COVID-19, many places across the country where 25,000 red kettles are typically hosted are no longer open, causing significant disruptions to normal fundraising seen during the holidays. Now, for the first time in its history, the Salvation Army will be making an announcement about their 130
year-old Red Kettle campaign. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder is with us. He's the National Commander for the Salvation Army, and he will be announcing the Salvation Army is doing what they're doing to combat the increased needs this year, including a change to the iconic 130-year-old Red Kettle fundraising campaign. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander for the Salvation Army, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thank you so much for allowing me to join you this morning.
Well, we appreciate the time, and, you know, everybody's affected by COVID-19, and that the idea that, 130-year-old Red Kettle campaign is got to be updated because of the need of COVID, disturbing in some sense, because, you know, we know that we're in the season when we see the Red Kettles out there, and this year you have something new to announce to us.
Well, Bill, let me begin by saying you are absolutely right in your intro to describe the fact that the Salvation Army is seeing millions of people in need. What we have seen since the middle of March is simply unprecedented. We've served more than 100 million meals over the course of the last few months. We've provided 1.5 million more nights of lodging than we would normally provide, and there have been 800,000 instances of emotional and spiritual support. Combined with that, the Salvation Army this year anticipates fewer kettle locations. Retail stores have closed. There's less retail traffic at those that are open. And people are carrying less cash than they used to. So the Salvation Army this week is initiating a Rescue Christmas program. And Rescue Christmas will take place on a number of fronts. It'll provide for greater safety and for giving at kettles around the country. There will also be more opportunities for giving online. And we're particularly asking for lots of volunteers to join us this year as we meet human needs.
Well, Ken, as we understand, based on the increased service, the Salvation Army, USA, has already provided this year due to COVID-19, they could serve up to 155% more this year with Christmas assistance. So no doubt the need is very evident, isn't it?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Bill. In a normal year, we would serve about 2.6 million Americans. But this year, we anticipate well over 6.6 million Americans will be coming to the Salvation Army, whether it's for food or rent assistance or even for Christmas presents for their children. So the need is enormous. And as I say, our kettles, with the reduction in locations, may experience as much as a 50% decline. Mm. And that is a source of great concern to us.
Well, and you talk about, in a sense, they always use that metaphor, the perfect storm. I mean, we have this current pandemic. It's overlapping with many existing epidemics, including homelessness.
Yes.
So in response, over 100 million meals, as you mentioned, 1.5 million nights of emergency shelter have been provided on top of what you already are providing, to these local communities. I mean... All this, you can see above the horizon is an increasing need, right?
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned homelessness. For the Salvation Army, what we're seeing is a pandemic on top of an epidemic. Mm. And now you combine that with the disasters that we're seeing in the South and in the West, where the Salvation Army is actively involved in helping people. And then you project all of that out to the Christmas season. So the need this year is unprecedented, and in light of the fact that the Army is the largest non-governmental provider of social services, we feel a real obligation to be ready for Christmas. And that means that people should start thinking about Christmas even in mid-September.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the heads up, because I know people are going to respond. This is what we love about our country. Is the country has a heart to always flow to the need, it seems, doesn't it, Kenneth?
Oh, absolutely right. You know, the Salvation Army started the Christmas Kettle in 1891 at the base of Market Street in San Francisco. And since then, it has, as you suggest, Bill, become iconic. Mm-hmm. And Americans have always supported the work of the Salvation Army. They respond to that ringing bell every Christmas. And though we face an enormous challenge, I am confident that the American public is going to help us again this year. And it's more needed than ever. Of course, we will be doing everything we normally do, Bill. All the money that is given will stay in the communities in which it is given. 82 cents of every dollar will go to the people, directly to the people in need. So we will continue to do everything we can to earn the trust of the American public that has made our work so successful and powerful in years past.
You know, the amazing thing when you think about this, Kenneth, as we're talking, those red kettles represent so much. I mean, a simple little idea, an iconic figure that we will see less of this season at a time when we need to see more. And this is where people's imaginations and their understanding of what these red kettles, what the Salvation Army is all about, their local communities, because, you know, we have, look at, we're in these local communities and we see the increasing need. And I know the frustration for many people I speak with is, Bill, how can I help? How can I come alongside? And the Salvation Army is here to be that arm, to be that instrument of service to the local community, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, we're going to be providing more toys this year than we ever had. We're going to have more angel trees. So we know that people are going to go to those angel trees, and instead of taking one this year, they'll take two or three to help provide Christmas presents for children. An ongoing $25 sustaining gift to the Salvation Army. That will help us meet need for many months to come. We can do this together, Bill. Mm-hmm. Americans have always been able to work together in a time of crisis. And I'm convinced that this is going to be one of those times that we will look back on years from now and say, we pulled together and we did it.
Exactly. He's the National Commander of the Salvation Army. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder has been our guest. Kenneth, where can they go for more information?
I would invite everyone to go to rescuechristmas.org, where they'll find a full array of opportunities to support the work of the Salvation Army this Christmas.
Well, Kenneth, Godspeed to you and the Salvation Army. Thank you for being with us.
Bill, thank you so much, and may I be the first to wish you an early Merry Christmas.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Howie Mandel here. Let's use this September National Cholesterol Education Month as a chance to make our heart health a priority. In these uncertain times, it's more important than ever to take care of ourselves, and that includes high cholesterol management. Be sure to make time for exercise, stick with your heart-healthy diet, and keep taking your statin medication as prescribed by your doctor. Take it from me, it's how I'm managing my own cholesterol, and my heart health is better than ever.
That was actor and comedian Howie Mandel on his heart health tips. While lifestyle choices can help manage high cholesterol, this may not be enough. For some, a cholesterol-lowering medication called a statin may be prescribed. However, despite the benefits, 50% of patients stop taking their statin within the first year, which may lead to increased cardiovascular risk. Patients should talk with their doctor about any challenges in sticking with their statin. Visit TakeCholesterolToHeart.com for information about starting the conversation. This report is sponsored by Kowa Pharmaceuticals America, Inc.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, we're going to go to Hollywood, California. We're going direct, the movie capital of the world. We're connecting with the one and only Steve Evans, the movie guy.
To Bill Martinez, live.
Here he is, the one and only Steve Evans, the movie guy. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and Tenant was number one last weekend. Maybe you've seen the number, 6.7
yes.
million, a number one movie. This is a movie that cost about $200 million to make. So they are struggling, so to speak. It's not quite working out the way they had hoped. I mean,
Are they going to get some PPP from the government, a little support here for
Only, I don't know. Here's the problem. You see, a lot of these theater owners were really waiting for Tenet to come along because it's a big Christopher Nolan movie. We have roughly about 68-70% of the theaters open in this country. Unfortunately, for a movie like Tenet, they're not the right theaters. We still have New York shut down, L.A. shut down, San Francisco, the three biggest movie markets in the country, which typically a movie like Tenet will do well in a movie, in a market like that. I mean, cerebral sort of movie, one you really have to kind of think about, which I've always had a problem with. But, you know, it's the type of thing where it could be, if they bring along Fast and Furious 14 or whatever we're on.
Yeah, right.
We'll do better.
Well, we've got a good portent here. I mean, college football starting to come back. Maybe the theater is not too far behind.
I think it would just depends upon, at least in California, it depends upon how well we do controlling the spread. I mean, it's all there on a scale these days.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We do have some bigger titles coming on. We have James Bond, No Time to Die, is supposed to be coming up in November 20th. Death on the Nile, the big Disney film, is going to be coming out in October if the schedule remains the same. So we'll see. New Mutants, that was number two. Unhinged, number three. The Broken Hearts Gallery, terrific film, that was number four. And number five, Bill and Ted Face the Music. Well, out this weekend, I'm not really sure exactly where they're playing. They may show up in your local theater. They may be on your pay-per-view service. They may be on Netflix, Amazon. Check your local listings, as we say. But let's talk about the new releases. We have The Nest, 87% recommending this one. Got a great cast. Got Jude Law in this, as well as Carrie Coon. And in this film, Jude plays Rory, who's this ambitious entrepreneur, a former commodities broker. He persuades his American wife, Allison, and their children to leave the comforts of suburban America and return to his native England during the 1980s. Sensing opportunity, Rory rejoins his former firm and leases this century-old country manor with grounds for Allison's horses and plans to build a stable. Soon, however, the promise of a lucrative new beginning starts to unravel. The couple have to face the unwelcome truths lying beneath the surface of their marriage, which sounds to me like they have to open the bills. Here is what one critic had to say, an elegant, eerie drama of marital distress.
Oh, wow.
That's entertainment. If that's what you're looking for this weekend, we have The Nest for you. Great reviews, 87% recommending that one.
You see, you watch that and you compare your marriage and say, honey, you see, we're doing pretty good.
Right after 6 months with a pandemic, we're doing fairly well.
Right? We're still surviving. You haven't killed me. It's okay.
Exactly right. That's the silver lining there. All right, we have another movie. I love this type of movie. It's called The Secrets We Keep. Once again, a great cast. Noomi Rapace is in this. She was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Remember that? In post-World War II America, a woman, played by Noomi, rebuilding her life in the suburbs with her husband, Chris Messina, kidnaps her neighbor, Joel Kinnaman, and seeks vengeance for the heinous war crimes she believes he committed against her. In other words, she is from Nazi Germany, and of course this guy is living, and she recognizes him in her hometown now. I mean, check out the trailer. This is a cool movie. It's called The Secrets We Keep, out this weekend.
You know, Steve-O, this kind of story, I mean, is not that far-fetched. When you think about what happened in post-World War II, people maybe running into, you know, their captors or whatever, incidentally, just down the street, you know, or in a supermarket or whatever, and how shocking that could be.
Well, it could be. These people are getting older now, so the cast of characters here are dying off. But, used to read about it years ago, it happened quite a bit, where, you know, somebody would show up in Cleveland working in an auto parts store and had this heinous past. So anyway, that's out there this weekend. You might want to check it out. Great cast. The Secrets That We Keep. No Escape. Listen to this. This is a social media star traveling to his friends in Moscow to capture new content for his successful blog. Yes, this is one of the moment here. Always pushing the limits and catering to a growing audience, he and his friends enter a cold world of mystery, excess, and danger. As the line between real life and social media is blurred, the group must fight to escape and survive. It's called No Escape, out this weekend. And speaking of such, last weekend we were talking about this movie called The Social Dilemma. Remember that on Netflix,
Yes,
documentary?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to see that. Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not. It's on my list.
It should be. I think, I rarely say this, but this is a movie I think everybody should see. It was big up at Sundance this year, and here's the idea. It's about social media and how that has affected society as we know it. What are the consequences of growing dependence on social media? The digital platforms increasingly become a lifeline to stay connected. And in this particular documentary, Silicon Valley insiders reveal how social media is reprogramming civilization by exposing what's hiding on the other side of the screen. This is really well done. And they bring in the people who were the designers at Facebook and Google and Instagram and Twitter and all these other platforms, and they talk about how these particular services are designed to be addictive.
Well, no question. And the other thing, I mean, I think on one hand, yes, you're revealing, but, once you reveal, why do you stop and you think, okay, well, this isn't, now we're going to condition speech, and, you know, the whole idea of free speech now is being, being censored.
Well,
this is problematic, but I look at, to me, I love the idea. I love what social media brings to the culture. But when you start squelching down free speech, I have a problem. And this could end up biting them in the long run. But go ahead.
Well, there is that. But here's what I think you will recognize as an old radio guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, it's the same game. What they are doing is trying to capture as much attention as possible. Just like back in the old days, you know, you're on a radio station, you want to get big ratings, quarter hour maintenance, you want to keep that audience as long as possible, all that business. Well, this is like that, only on steroids. And they make a point where they're saying these are free, you know, free services. It doesn't cost anything to join Facebook, but they're saying if you are not paying for the product, then you are the product.
Yes.
And they're selling. That's their advertising model. And they interview these people who designed this money model for these services. And it, you know, it's a
I love what you're telling me. And now, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for me because I'm hitting the road on Friday. We're actually driving back to Florida from California.
We're going to be a journey. Road trip, huh?
Yeah, exactly. A little road trip, and we're going to stop in between because I don't know if I told you, but engineer and producer Brad. He's making the big leap. He's getting married in October.
Wow.
And so, I want to go up and see him. And I've never seen the gang there in, at Central Command in Minneapolis. So, we're gonna stop in, do the show. Hopefully, God willing, we'll be able to do the show live, you know, from the studios on Monday.
Great,
and
do a pre-bachelor's,
Bill Martinez live party for Brad.
Bill Martinez off to see America.
Yeah, exactly.
Big road trip. Great idea. Speaking of radio, we have a movie here called 10 Minutes to Midnight. You should check out the trailer for this. I think they shot it on a couple of iPhones and a laptop, but here's how it looks.
They can do that now.
They can do it. In a small town radio station, a bite from a rabid bat turns a punk rock disc jockey into a blood-sucking vampire as she prepares to perform her last broadcast. I've worked in stations like that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, and today we got to be careful. I'm sure the Chinese probably checked over this to make sure it didn't violate anything. When you start talking about rabid bats, you know, they're very protective of their bats these days.
This may not be on their radar screen. 10 minutes to midnight. You just check out the trailer. How some movies are made.
What is this? Is this the follow up to Play Misty for Me?
Well. Yeah, but as they say, the production values aren't there. You know, it's kind of bare bones. But anyway, it's an interesting concept, and they're trying.
Oh.
We have this one's called Alone. This is interesting. We have Jessica, a grief-stricken widow who flees the city in an attempt to cope with the loss of her husband. When Jessica is kidnapped by a mysterious man and locked in a cabin in the Pacific Northwest, she escapes into the wilderness and is pursued by her captors. Jules Wilcox is in this one. This is another. I don't know what it is. We have these movies coming out which are terrifying. Alone, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? 100% of the critics, they all like this?
They
what happened?
Love this. Yeah, they love.
Did somebody get paid off or something?
No, they just seem to like these movies where people are running for their lives.
I guess.
I don't know. Maybe that's the key.
Yep.
On another note, though, we have a movie called The Way I See It, and this is really kind of cool. This is a documentary. It's based on the New York Times bestseller. And this is an unprecedented look behind the scenes of two of the most iconic presidents in American history, Barack Obama and Ronald Reagan, as seen through the eyes of renowned photographer Pete Souza. As the official White House photographer, Souza was an eyewitness to the unique and tremendous responsibilities of being the most powerful person on Earth. It's interesting because these White House photographers, they're like a fly on the wall for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really is kind of interesting. And this is a doc. 80% are recommending this, so that is out there as well this weekend. So
I think that's Bob Woodward's next job. He's going to be a White House photographer.
He seems to have the knack, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be that fly on the wall. And maybe that's the way for him to be that way. He's the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you.
Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if...